Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Lupe Marroquin, who has lived in Anchorage for nearly 40 years. She moved to Alaska from Michigan and fell in love with it almost immediately.
I was married to a man in the military, and we chose Alaska as our destination on the dream sheet. And somehow we and our best friends got to come up to Alaska, and I'm the only one left here. Everyone else left for another state or whatever. And I just could never leave because I love it here so much. Well, it was my first real home away from my parents, and at first I was just so desperately homesick. And then I would fly home to go visit my parents and come back to Alaska, and the mountains were just always saying, "Yay, you're back. And I just felt like I was coming home from the very beginning. No place has ever touched me like Alaska has. I like the small town sort of feel of the state, and yet we are so spoiled with our arts. So I feel very spoiled here. Plus, the diversity of the people here, the food is incredible. I mean, we have so many languages. Last I heard, it was 96 different languages spoken in our school district. And so we have a lot of opportunity for good food, good ethnic food, great mix of celebrations from all cultures. So the diversity is fantastic here. And I miss it when I visit other places. I feel like in Alaska, there's no other place where I can feel the extremes that I feel here, like the beautiful color, the close touch with nature, the opportunity every day to get my shoes all dirty with mud or, you know, snow on my head and the wind in my face. So that's part of what I love about Alaska, is I get to be in touch, feel it up close and personal. Yeah, I'm pretty still excited after almost 40 years of living here, about living here. I mean, there's no place I'd rather be.
Lupe Marroquin lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ann Hillman, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Lisa Fu.